Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We know the surge in COVID-19 cases is straining first responders, but also last responders. If hospitals are at capacity, funeral homes and morgues will soon follow. That's the warning from Dr. Laura Knight. She's chief medical examiner and coroner for Washoe County, Nevada, the state's second most populous county, home to Reno. And so, Dr. Knight, what is the COVID-19 situation there?
Well, unfortunately, we're seeing an unprecedented surge here in Washoe County. And we're very concerned about that number increasing because it is taxing our funeral homes to store the bodies in refrigeration, as is required by law and decency. And we're concerned that as these numbers continue to double, that we may actually exceed that capacity. We have more capacity here at the medical examiner's office, but typically that is used more for unnatural deaths, so deaths that are due to violence or trauma. And those are the deaths that fall under our jurisdiction typically. We only investigate COVID-19 deaths when they are sudden, unexpected, or just an unknown diagnosis. And so our storage capacity is really more for those cases. And funeral homes are beginning to be overwhelmed. Some of our larger funeral homes are at over 90% capacity for their storage.
Yeah. Well, I just want to ask you about something you just said, because we don't want to add to the disinformation about this incredible number of COVID-19 deaths that you and medical examiners across the country are concerned about. Because as you all know, there's, you know, confusion, to put it kindly, and disinformation, to put it bluntly, from people like now Senator-elect Roger Marshall of Kansas, who claimed that only 6% of the number of, you know, 200,000 plus deaths across the U.S., only 6% of those are really COVID-19, that the other deaths are things like, you know, heart-related or disease-related outside of COVID-19. Could you settle this? How do medical examiners determine a COVID-19 death?
Well, I can tell you that it's absolutely not true that only a small minority of the deaths attributed to COVID-19 are truly related to that disease. That's just simply not true.
Well, someone put it so simply, did they die sooner than they would have if they didn't have the virus? If the answer is yes, then it's because of COVID-19. So thanks for clearing that up. But, you know, as you and others are saying, they're dying in such numbers from COVID-19 that you may not have room for them. Are you considering what you were considering at the other surge in the spring, bringing in, you know, refrigerator trucks?
Yes. So in the spring, we did bring in refrigerated containers, and we did place those outside of our facility. And fortunately, we didn't need to use them. Since then, in May, we were fortunate to be able to put in a permanent auxiliary body cooler behind our facility that holds about 140 bodies, so that we would be ready as this pandemic goes on, because we felt that it was going to be for the long haul and there were potentially going to be multiple surges. Now, other things that we might do are to increase cremations at our funeral homes, to run cremations 24 hours a day, and also to bring in refrigerated containers again if we exceed the capacity we already have. If we exceed the availability of refrigerated trucks or refrigerated containers and then go beyond that, then we would have to consider temporary burial of deceased at a location that we haven't determined yet. So I really hope that we won't get there. I hope that we will be able to contain this pandemic with the right actions, but I am afraid that if people are not listening to the recommendations to stay home during the holidays, that we may have more surges.
Why do you think that you've had this surge even before the holidays?
I think that people are really pandemic fatigued, and we're seeing not only COVID fatalities, but we're also seeing increases in other types of fatalities because of the stress on people. We're seeing increased drug-related deaths. We're seeing more homicides this year than we did the year prior. And I think all of these are attributable to pandemic-related stress. So I certainly recognize that it's hard for people to live under these constraints, but it's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to wear our masks. We're going to have to stay away from other people, even during the holidays, or we're going to have a tremendous surge that's going to overwhelm hospitals and create an untenable situation with the number of fatalities and the number of people ill in our region.
Look, I just to ask you, we know about doctors who are and nurses, healthcare workers who are having such burnout right now, and they're seeing so much death. Your work is death. Has this taken a toll even on you and the people you work with?
I think so. I think for last responders, there's an increased stress level now. We are just seeing a large number of fatalities, more than previous years. So it has been a stressful and busy time for me and my staff. And we're just going to keep plugging away to serve the public. But it's hard not to get burnt out.
That's Dr. Laura Knight, Chief Medical Examiner and Coroner for Washoe County, Nevada. Dr. Knight, thank you so much, and good luck with your work.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.